from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go on a Thursday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. And the studio's a little crowded today. I don't know the last time we had this many people right at 10 o'clock in studio. We got Dusty, we got Fesco, we got C-Dot in studio.
You love it.
What's going on,
I'm
guys?
I'm also here.
You know? I already said.
God, wow.
How dare you leave out Cody Tapp?
Here's the thing. This is also.
The guy won $180 last night.
This is also typical because 10 seconds before that, I said, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon. The same way we start the show.
I'm a little hungover. That's probably part of it.
Hungover?
Yeah.
He was drinking a little bit last night.
We had a listener thing for the Cody and Gold Garage Show.
Gotcha.
They got an experience at Kelly's.
Okay.
Went out with a friend of mine, Pete. You probably don't know him. And yeah, we had too much fun.
Okay. That's all. Good for you.
You're a lush.
You stop paying attention.
You know something's up, though, when we're all in studio. Something exciting is up. Usually.
Yeah, usually. Usually. Well, maybe we're just hanging out today. Alex, who knows?
We could be. I don't know.
I think that's what's going on. The fact that Carrington's here is the upset of the century.
Right? Yeah. We're going to show up on time.
I haven't said anything. I haven't
done anything. 9:58.
I've been here minding my business. They said be here at 10 o'clock. I was here by 10 o'clock. I did what I was supposed to do today.
Where's Carrington?
You know what? I checked in to give my minutes. I'm just here to have 12 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and go back home. That's all I'm trying to do today.
He turned into Marshawn Lynch real quick. I'm serious, so I don't get fined.
No kidding. We will get to the Royals here in about 15 minutes or so, but we are very, very excited. We've got a big announcement here. Here on the station.
You know that Kansas City is home to the best fans, the best teams, the best barbecue. Nobody loves Kansas City more than the people who call it home, which is why you need a sports radio station to call home. A new home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce.
A new home for Royals baseball.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a shot down the left field line.
Home for K-State Athletics.
There's the snap to Johnson. Avery, three-step drop. Here comes some pressure. He slides to his right. Now he'll take off. Fakes to throw. Runs to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line, to the touchdown mark. Touchdown, Wildcats.
And a new home for MIZ.
First and 10 from the 26. Pumps, now throws it left side. Caught by Burton, trying to get outside to the 30, to the 25. Sheds the tackle, 20, to the 10, to the pylon, to the house.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports. Welcome
to 96.5, The Fan.
There it is. There it is. There we're all excited, baby.
All right.
Finally is the word that I've been using for the last couple of days on this. And it is a lot of hard work for a lot of folks, all of us included in this room. They're rewarding us. They like what we do, folks, right? They like what we do. So they're giving us that opportunity on the FM. And we're all very grateful to Odyssey for giving us this opportunity and for putting all the sports in the city on one radio station. The Chiefs, the Royals, K-State, Mizzou, and all of us on one FM sports talk radio station. Let's go, baby! Let's go!
It's about time. You know, it's nice to have sports properties on a sports station. Let's put them all on a sports station together, right? And on the FM dial. Yeah, we don't need the AM stuff anymore, right?
No, that's okay.
From the point onward to bigger and better things. I was just excited to hear Fesco so excited about Missouri. I don't think you have that excited about Missouri. I can really hear the tone in your voice. I get it.
He said Missouri.
Missouri. That makes sense. Everybody,
I understand.
Everything is on the station now. It's great, man. Like, we got a Chiefs team going for a three-peat on 96.5 The Fan. We've got the Royals pushing for the playoffs on 96.5 The Fan. We've got the K-State football team going to be really good this year right here on 96.5 The Fan. Missouri's going to be in the college football playoff, 96.5 The Fan, and all of us, the best sports talk radio hosts in town on 96.5 The Fan, all on FM, all clear, all wonderful, all fantastic. Get your stats on the AM.
Starts next Thursday. Officially, we'll turn the dial 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
You and Dusty will be on the air 6 a.m. It'll be The Fan, obviously. We couldn't be more excited about the grouping of teams that we'll be playing on the station, but it's been something I think all of us have probably talked about at some point. It's a big move. Being on the FM dial is a big deal to all of us in this building. And like you said, Bob, it shows a lot of faith in us as a group.
Yeah.
That's the first time the Chiefs are going to be on, you know, an all sports FM station in their history. You think about it. It's never happened before. And so it kind of fits with what they're doing right now on the football field, right? It's the golden era of sports. We talk about that. So this is the perfect time to go ahead and have 96.5 The Fan.
And for the Royals too, I don't know how many Major League Baseball franchises are on FM radio stations, right? I was talking to somebody about that a while back. I'm like, are baseball teams even on FM anymore? Like what's going on with baseball and the FM dialing? I don't know about that. Like, so the Royals being on FM in the middle of a pennant race with the best player in baseball, Patrick Mahomes being the best player in football on the best team in football. Like, you set your dial to 96.5 and you never have to leave for anything because we have it all for you on one radio station. It's awesome.
To echo what Bob said, just the combination of just everything coming together and just the timing of it. When you mentioned the Chiefs going for the three-peat with the Royals going for the postseason, I mean, this is just a logical move for us as a station, for us as a city, to bring all of those properties under one umbrella and put them on FM.
And Mizzou going for a college football playoff.
I liked hearing Bob say that.
We could realistically see all three locals challenging for a college football playoff this year, and KU hosting Missouri at Arrowhead will be great in that college football.
Well, I mean, it really
you
could
said
be.
That. I didn't say that. I don't co-sign that thought process.
How would that go over if KU has the game against Missouri and they're hosting it at Arrowhead?
It's going to be really sad for them to lose a home game that way. I don't know. That's I can't believe it. I mean, we know what happened the last big game that those two teams played at Arrowhead. I hate to see you guys.
I do remember. KU ended up in the Orange Bowl.
KU ended up in the Orange Bowl and Missouri ended up nowhere.
Let's bring it in together, boys. Let's
turn this into a bonner war.
Kids.
We're talking about the Switch to FM. We're not talking about your rivalries.
Don't make me get the referee shirt.
But seriously, this fall on 96.5, it's going to be the best fall in sports in Kansas City. We know what the Chiefs are doing, and you just mentioned all the local schools. The Royals hopefully are back into October baseball as well. We haven't had a fall like this.
No, we really haven't. I mean, when have we ever had a fall where every local football team mattered?
We haven't.
All three,
right? Including the Chiefs?
I mean, K-State irrelevant for the 80s. Good. Kansas irrelevant for the 2000s. So, I mean, 2010. I mean, you got decades where some of those teams just didn't matter at all.
Right, exactly. And then, as Alex said, because in 07 and 08, the Chiefs weren't anything special. I mean, that was the beginning of the Matt Cassel years and the end of the Herm Edwards years here in Kansas City, so they weren't anything spectacular. The Royals weren't doing anything. Like, this has got the opportunity to be the greatest single year
in Kansas City sports history. Everybody is winning. Everybody has expectations. Everybody's excited. And now you get everybody and everything on one radio station, 96.5 The Fan, beginning next Thursday.
I just love, like, 1 month from today, you'd be a 96.5 The Fan, listen to the Chiefs game on Thursday night, tune into a Royals game against the Guardians in September for a playoff spot on 96.5 The Fan. And then on Saturday, you can catch a K-State and MU game. Like, I mean, you can just go back through and never change the dial, which Bob points out is a big advantage for every sports fan in the city. You don't have to search around. It'll all be on one FM spot.
I think the other thing that's great, too, is like how many times you drive around in certain parts of the city and you're on AM radio and it's just static. But if you go to the FM side, it's like crystal clear. Now that whole issue is a little bit better off because you'll have a different sort of station, a different sort of vibe, and you'll get many teams. So you can just keep that on your preset.
You're going to hear Dusty crystal clear, Bob crystal clear now.
Well, we don't know about that yet. I applied for the 6'10 position.
That's true.
Sorry.
You can have the 6'10.
Dusty Leggett, 6'10 a.m.
else in the FM.
Join all my friends on 96.5 The Fan.
To honor this switch on FM, next week I'll be playing all my songs in crystal clear FM. You know,
I actually want you to leave those songs on 6'10. I don't want you to bring those songs over. I'm going to go on your computer and delete them, so make sure that they don't make it.
Yeah, everybody was thrilled that the announcement this morning was not a new song of yours. We're not going to get studio.
It wasn't a We Are the World where I made Carrington, Dusty, and Bob all do a song with me.
No one wants that. Alex, I do want to know if you think that this move has anything to do with you now becoming an actor. Because when you think about it, your whole world has changed in the last couple of weeks or so. You are part of the Screen Actors Guild.
Why are you the way you are? Because I know exactly, you and I are very close, for people that don't know this, and I know exactly what you just did there. Dig it, Cody. No eye contact. Bring up the acting. You know this is a sore subject.
I wasn't digging at Cody.
Okay. Well, you know this is a sore subject.
It hurt me when Alex betrayed me like that. He knew what it meant to me, and he did it anyway.
What was I supposed to do?
He turned it down. He wanted me to turn it down.
Because I could tell by the way he was talking to Alex and his eyes and the Carrington eyebrow.
You wouldn't have turned it down. That's hate right there. You wouldn't have turned it down. You'd be cutting the line, throwing old women out the way.
But it meant more to me.
I kiss babies.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're fired up, guys. You're going to hear more and more about this, obviously. Leading up to next Thursday, 96.5 The Fan. Up next, though, here on Cody and Gold, we are going to talk about the Royals, what turned out to be one of the better days of the season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Them back here on Cody and Gold. Again, if you missed the start of the show today, we had everybody in studio. We are fired up for next Thursday. Your new home for Kansas City sports, 96.5. The Fan launches on Thursday, a week from today at 6 a.m. during Fesco in the morning. So the Chiefs, the Royals, K-State, MU, all on one sports station beginning next Thursday. So we're fired up. Someone was asking, yes, you it'll be simulcast on 610 as well.
If you just, you want the the old school version. you like the OG flavor. Yeah, you can still catch it at 610, but we are going to be The Fan. Coming up, 96.5 The Fan and The Fan AM will all launch, as you said, next Thursday. And again, I'm very excited. Later in the show, I do think it's important. Some of the segments on this show,
got to change them,
are named after 610. You might remember I bought a neon sign that says Club 610 on it.
Sounds like a Cody Engel garage sale next year item at this point.
So I got to buy a new, I mean, I like the neon sign for,
well, it's going to be in the garage sale next year now.
So, but later in the show, I would like us to discuss name changes, and I got a couple suggestions already. It's already rooming, you know, it's already just brewing up there. So later in the show, I'd like to get to some possible name changes for Club 610.
We can definitely do that. I also was thinking, you know, the price of being a hero as a listener whenever we need your help went up, I must say.
Oh, because, wow. No longer $6.10 heroes. Well, we used to be
$6.10 heroes, $9.65 heroes. It doesn't have, you know, it's going to cost a few extra bucks if Drew needs a new suit, if we need to raise some money for something.
I think I'm good with my one suit. It's okay.
$9.65. It's going to cost. Man, inflation's tough, man. Wait, it's even hitting us. we're getting your pockets for $3 more each time we ask for heroes. I guess in that scenario, though, we need less heroes.
True.
$10 amount. Very we actually true. Need, like, for Creed is good, we needed 50 heroes to donate $6.10. In this case, we'd only need like 35 heroes. We need less of you to be heroes just for more money.
So we'll continue to talk about the exciting news here at Odyssey in Kansas City and with 96.5 The Fan launching next Thursday. The Royals, as we mentioned, are going to be on 96.5 The Fan. And last night was one of the best days of the entire season for the Royals because you consider how the vibe was going to that game. You had lost 2 of 3 to Boston and you were in a position heading into that one where you knew earlier in the day that the Guardians had dropped both of their doubleheaders. You knew earlier in the day that the Minnesota Twins had dropped their game. So there was a huge opportunity. You kind of had to capitalize. I know Q was on with the guys in the morning yesterday and was like, well, it's not a must win. It's, you know, it's August the 8th, essentially, or August the 7th at the time. But knowing what had happened, knowing how you've been performing, knowing you had Cole Reagans on the mound, that was one they had to have last night. They got it. And of course, it was the MVP candidate. Someone that should be a lot closer in the national narrative around the MVP conversation. Bobby Wood Jr. once again put the team on his back.
It was a massive, and there were other players who were great, but of course, when they needed a win, what happens? Cole Reagans, who struggled in the early portion of the game, locks in, gets into the seventh, holds things down so he can just hand things off to Urseg and the W. And yeah, Bobby Wood Jr. slugged a couple of home runs and became the star of the game again because, for, I don't know, the first 5 games of August, he was only hitting .270 because occasionally even superheroes like him appear like mortals for a brief period of time. And then they came out slugging the way. And I had asked yesterday, I was like, can they just win like some game 12-10? It wasn't that, but they won this game because they just started slugging the ball early, put some gap between them. And it made it easier to decide on the bullpen arms once you had a few run lead versus what they had been doing the last couple of games, which was trying to come from behind. That felt like a massive swing game because of what you Twins lose, Guardians lose both. You're beating the team who's trying to take your wild card spot. For those 2 games where you felt bad for a second, that one made me feel twice as good as those other ones made me feel bad because it just felt like everything all at once. Now, the Royals are off today, and they're off Sunday, so they could technically lose a game in the standings because the other team.
No, that all balances out,
though. That's just nonsense. It's just weird. It's weird that the Royals are off 2 of the next 4 games. That's all.
No, it is. No, it definitely is. And look, other than Bobby Wood Jr. himself putting team on his back, I thought we saw much of the circumstances the last go around whenever they had a little bit of a lull and people started to panic maybe 2 weeks ago with how the bullpen was performing and all that. And then all of a sudden, you look at the guys you have to count on. Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, all came up with big-time at-bats over the last 24 hours now. And really the last week or so, Vinny, we'll talk specifically about him. He's probably not got enough attention with the way he's hitting in the last week. But you get some clutch at-bats for guys that don't get talked about as much. Yeah. You know, MJ Melendez, once again, couple walks in the game, sets the stage for Vinny, for Bobby Wood Jr. Then you look at Michael Massey.
MJ had a nice walk, too.
Had the mistake in the field, but then he has a really clutch at-bat just to get Bobby Wood Jr. at the plate for another opportunity for him to go do what he does. And he does it better than anybody else in baseball right now. So yesterday was huge. Yes, they lose the series to the Red Sox, but you had to have that against Boston. And I think the one trend out of that game still, though, that if you're looking for anything that you're still questioning the rest of the way, was that just that it was Boston for Cole Reagans, for Seth Lugo, for Brady Singer, or is this a sign that it's catching up? Is it catching up because of the innings, Cody, or is it catching up because, look, they weren't all going to have sub three ERAs the entire year?
If I'm being honest, I don't think that it's just too many innings. It'll never work again. I don't think that that's what's going on here, but I can't rule it out either because Lugo hasn't been as good since around the All-Star break. He's already at a career high in innings pitched. It doesn't seem out of the question that there need to be a little bit of protection. The problem is if you try to limit those innings, let's say instead of pitching Cole Reagans in the seventh last night, you say, screw it, he's at 95 pitches. Let's get the bullpen in here. Let's not stretch him out a couple more pitches, a couple more innings, all those things. Well, then you have to trust your bullpen more. And that's not a position I think the Royals want to be put in very often. They're down to the point where, as much as you and I are hoping that they don't hit a wall with the innings count and all this stuff, they don't have a choice but to find out. They don't have, I don't think they can go the other way and be like, let's try to play. You can't. Lugo and Reagans and Singer are all just going to have to set career highs in innings pitched, and you're going to have to hope that it doesn't get to them in September. Now, it could just be that better teams face some of those things, but I don't know that they have much of a choice. I don't blame you for questioning it because it hasn't been quite as sharp, but they're still all very good. It's not like Reagans and Lugo and Singer didn't all stink out loud the last three games. They just weren't as sharp.
That's all it is. It's just a little bit different performance. Some of it's competition. Probably some of it is that they were in the month of August. But Reagan still got you into the seventh inning. You'll take that every single time. And then I must say, I know this has been the theme from Royals fans ever since he put on a Royals uniform, but Lucas Ursic.
He's just
nasty. In particular, the strikeout pitch, 100 miles an hour, in the top corner of the zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Ursic.
That's dirty.
I'd like more pitchers like that. Why didn't they trade for five Ursics? Then we could have really been talking. I want reassurance that the trades they made at the deadline were good, but not just because most of the trades they made at the deadline were not just about this year. They got Ursic for 5 years under contract. They got Harvey for another year after this one. They traded for those guys thinking that this is going to be the core part of their bullpen again next year, so they didn't have to go out shopping, or they could pay for different things or a million other things. Or they got, more extensions to hand out if they want to pay guys like Vinny. There's going to be more money floating around, but so far, yeah. I mean, if they get down to six outs, I actually feel pretty good. Because I think Ursic's got three of those locked down, and I trust for the most part they can get a hot, two guys can be good in the same day. And they got enough bullpen arms that I trust somebody else to get three outs and not blow a game, especially when it's a three or four run lead like last night.
The way they're using Ursic, this is the perfect example of the matchup bullpen, as you were alluding to a little bit, Cody. Because to this point, has Ursic, you look at the innings that he's pitched in. Everybody talks about closer, and we all assume
seventh, eighth, ninth.
Has he pitched in the ninth once? Honestly, I don't know if he has. That's what I'm saying. So we have to rethink. It's about high leverage in those important spots more than it is is he pitching the ninth or not? No, they're using him like he is their best arm, and it doesn't mean it's the ninth inning. Hunter Harvey might pitch in the ninth. It doesn't necessarily mean that is the guy that they think is the best and the highest. Clearly, Lucas Ursic has been the best in high leverage since he's been in a Royals uniform. It is still a very small sample size, but you can just tell his stuff is different than everybody else in the pen right now. And how about Will Smith last night? Circles back around here. Early in April, he was the guy, struggled. People kind of forgot about him a little bit. He's just been doing his thing, minding his own business, right?
I'm willing to talk about him later in the show, too.
Been solid, and now here we are, and he was good in the ninth inning for them. That's a nice development. And you're right, we will talk individually about him coming up a little bit later on in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll also mix in a little bit of Chiefs here in 30 minutes or so as training camp. That's why we're not in St. Joe. There is no training camp today or tomorrow, as the Chiefs are taking on the Jags Saturday for the first preseason game of the year. There's even preseason games on tonight, and I know you're going to be so thrilled to watch preseason football at 6 o'clock this evening.
I'll be
Drake May, Bryce Young. That's all you right there.
Now, I got a meeting over at UMKC today.
Oh, so. Professor stuff.
This is the funniest thing that I don't understand about, like, I would say work in regular industries. We have a fake job. This is a joke. This is a joke job, not a real job where you like go to real meetings. What we do is a farce. Somehow I got included in a meeting. It was like, hey, we are going to work on like this. We want to set up this room in this way with this equipment. And so I am in a meeting later today with the entire AV director of the department chair and like me and one other person. I'm like, I in this meeting?
They want you to know what tools you have at your disposal to teach America.
They want my input. They want me to offer suggestions for this.
You know why? It's because all the professors love the fact that you made a 10, 14-page syllabus. And like, you know what? We need this guy in the room making some decisions.
Look at this syllabus. He's detailed.
This guy is dedicated to the job.
Mm-hmm. So I got a meeting at UMKC. No, I don't know. I'll probably watch a little preseason. If it's Drake May, I'll watch.
It's going to be. Drake May's going to play
because
tonight.
If it's Drake May or, I guess, Milton.
Joe Milton throwing an 80-yard bomb.
I should be more interested in him. That's different. I am interested in like seeing what a rookie quarterback that might have made me tune into the first one, but maybe not the case. You had mentioned, we talked about the fact that they're off Thursday and Sunday. Did you hear Vinny after the game? I was trying to decide, was Vinny first the Quick Trip mug incredible? The QT cup, the giant QT cup to dump the Gatorade. Fantastic. But I'd love that for the garage in like 10 years. Let's see if I can get my hands on that in about 10 years. But I couldn't tell if he was calling fans like a call to action, because at the end he tried, you know, he says they've been here. You listen to the audio. Is this a call to action or is this a compliment to the Royals fans?
I loved hearing this. It was on Bally's last night.
Yeah, it's great. More importantly, we've got the Crosstown Rivals coming up on Friday, Saturday, so I'm expecting this place to be full when we look around. So we're excited for that. This place has been packed, and we're pumped for more.
I took that as, like that. And by the way, it should be. Don't let St. Louis Cardinals fans take over Kauffman Stadium on Friday and Saturday. And with the way this team is playing right there in a wild card spot, now only under five back and four back in the AL Central as well from the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, of course, the crowd should be great this weekend. And it is a little I-70 series.
Yeah, the Cardinals, fighting for their life over on the NL side of things.
I think it'll be good crowds. My question is, can we avoid there being a ton of red? Can we make sure that this is a far more of a Royals crowd?
Because we know
in the past, because of performance by the team, it has been more Cardinals fans at times than Royals fans in that ballpark for the series. And I think that's a little bit of what maybe Vinny's talking about. They know they're going to have good crowds, but this is a weekend where the Royals fans should show up. And I must say, it's also going to be much cooler this weekend. So it's not going to be 95 degrees out there.
The high on Saturday is like gorgeous. 73 or something.
A gorgeous weekend to go to the K.
There's just no reason to not be out there. I did love hearing that from Vinny, because we are so far past the, I'll show up when I know it's real. I mean, they've got 55 games or whatever remaining in the season. It's very real. You know, it's the Royals are going to be contending for a playoff spot up to the final 2 weeks of the season at this point. And the alternative would be surprising if they were on the other side of it. So I like hearing it, and I hope that Royals fans really show up, because it is a big deal to try to get a full crowd out at the K again. I do think Vinny has been flying under the radar, because Bobby is so good. He's just it's ridiculous. Last night is a perfect example. It's actually, Vinny had a tremendous game, and he might be the player you were talking the most about if Bobby Wood Jr. just didn't exist and hit two homers and does crazy things. Because as it sits right now, Vinny Pasquantino, since May 1st, so this is not a small sample size, this is all but the first month of the season, 290 batting average, 329 on base percentage, 816 slug, 13 homers, 70 RBI. He's only struck out 48 times in those 83 games, so only every other game is he good for a strikeout. We would be spending so much more time talking about the season Vinny Pasquantino was having if, you know, it'd be like, we'd be talking about the best cop in the city if it wasn't for Superman stopping all the villains. I get it, but like Vinny deserves more credit for helping carry this offense a big chunk of this season.
Oh, well, yeah, when you have Bobby Witt Jr., who is going to potentially finish this year as, what, an 11 war player, like, and you're going to have Aaron Judge also finish around there, and that's somebody's not winning MVP that is going to have one of the better seasons we've seen in baseball in a long time. Like, one of those guys not winning MVP, obviously. And right
this
now,
this will be like the best season for a non-MVP winner for either of them.
And so that's crazy. And so because of that, yeah, there's probably been less attention and what Bobby's special every single at bat. But you're correct. Vinny Pasquantino has been really, really good over the last month plus. You even went back further than that. And the sacrifice flies.
Yeah, last month he's been even better. Those numbers would be up.
And it's not even just the sac flies because that's been happening. I think he's on pace to break the Royals single season record for that.
He's also top five in Major League Baseball in RBI. He gets runs in. They needed that in the middle of the order, especially because Bobby can't knock himself in every time. He's doing that quite a bit lately with all the home runs, but he can't knock himself in all the time. I understand why Bobby is getting a majority of the attention. I don't think Vinny's not like, please pay attention to me. We once had Vinny on the show and we asked him about Bobby. He's like, if you look at the two of us and you think we're the same kind of athlete, we are not. Like, he admitted the thing that we're talking about here, because Bobby Witt Jr.'s season right now, 162 hits, leads baseball, 99 runs, leads baseball, 349 average, leads baseball. I looked this up because somebody was like, well, you know, George Brett at 389. Do you know that the average batting average difference between when George Brett was doing that and the average now is 23 points across baseball? So this would be the equivalent of Bobby Witt Jr. hitting like 375 by era comparison. Just so you know, 23 points is the difference in average just across the board because everybody throws 70,000 miles an hour. It's a ridiculous year. Bobby hitting two more home runs. Is he going to finish the season with 30 home runs after all this, too? Like, everyone's like, I don't know if he's got the power.
Because, Cody, what we've seen so far is the bigger the moment, like all the great ones in sports, the bigger the moment, Bobby just plays better.
Yeah.
You know, and so last night was that example. We discussed it already. You know, he put his team on the back. Things were not looking good. You know, they're down 4-2 to the Boston Red Sox, trying to avoid a sweep. You know, Cole Reagans, at that point, his pitch count was really high. You weren't sure he was going to make it through five or six innings. He ends up making it through seven. And then Bobby Wood Jr., with some good at-bats from others to set him up, ends up coming up with two home runs. It's a sixth career two-home run game. I'm guessing he's going to have another one of those before this year is over. He thrives in the biggest moments, and that's what the great, not only baseball players, but great players, period, do. We just had 2 weeks ago, I guess it's been at this point, where he hits that grand slam. The same thing as we discussed with the general manager, J.J. Piccolo. He compared him to Michael Jordan in that aspect.
In the final 10 seconds of a basketball game.
Taking over a game, and that's what Bobby Wood Jr. did again last night.
It's crazy. It's crazy to have. This goes back to the whole, like, if you missed the news earlier, starting next Thursday, we'll be 96.5 The Fan. The Royals, the Chiefs, Kansas State, and Missouri will all be under one roof, 96.5 The Fan, starting next week. How fortunate are we that, again, in Kansas City, you get Patrick Mahomes and Bobby Wood Jr. Seems a little unfair for the rest of the cities in the United States.
And they are both going to be on 96.5 The Fan. As you said, if you're just joining us, we made the announcement to start the show. We had Dusty and Fesco and C-Dot all in studio with us at the beginning of the hour. And that's why we're actually commercial free till 11 o'clock. So we're till 10:55. So that's why we're having a longer segment here, is the way we started the show. But
we do have a suggestion for a renaming of Club 610.
Okay. What do we have?
The Fan Cave.
It's pretty good. That's not bad. The Fan Club? Let me make a suggestion. I just want to feel out the room here, okay? Just give me a, you know, you can respond to me on the text line 913-586-7610. I was thinking, because, you know, Club 610 is not 610 anymore. I was thinking maybe we just go off brand. We don't call it The Fan or The Fan Club. We call it The Buzz. Thoughts? What do you guys think? We're drinking. Mm-hmm. Get a little buzz. Mm-hmm. Do you guys understand the reference?
Yes.
We drink.
Yes, I do.
So we could, what about that? Uh-huh. How about that for a name?
Yeah, that one's going to have to be workshopped up the ladder a little bit, I think.
Oh, you mean I need to get approval?
That's going to get...
I ordered this Club 610 Neon.
Yeah, that's going to need to be workshopped. Up the ladder, I think, just a bit.
Club 965?
We definitely are going to have to change it from Club 610 to something
else.
Are
you going to get a new sign?
Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah, we're going to have to order a new sign.
Someone says we could just call it OnlyFan. I'm just giving suggestions that are out there. That's all. Someone says the water cooler. Lots of choices. We're going to need
some time. We've got some time.
I mean, I kind of would like a new neon by next Friday. This one came in like 3 days.
Right, we'll workshop it today and tomorrow. And again, next Thursday, starting at 6 a.m., 96.5 The Fan is born. Your new home for Kansas City sports. Chiefs, Royals, Missouri, Kansas State. Plus all of your 610 personalities now on 96.5.
Yeah, it's everybody. It's someone who's like, are some things moving? No, the whole thing.
Yeah, we're fired up for this. Seriously, we're fired
it's
up.
Not gonna it's not going to just be Alex time. And I on 6. We're all going to the Fan together.
We're fired up for this, and it's the right time, no doubt, with the way Kansas City sports are on a heater right now. And I guess it's more than a heater at this point in time. This is what we are sports-wise in this town, right? And so this is pretty cool to have an FM sports station in this market. So that's not been done. The Chiefs have never been on an all-sports station in their history.
No, they've been in music stations up to this point. The idea that everything is going to be under one roof and on the FM dial is massive news for us and for everyone. We're really, really, I mean, truly, honestly, very excited. We only found out like a couple days ago. They didn't even tell us like a month ago. We only knew like Monday. What? People want to know that. Someone's going to ask, so I might as well just tell them now. I had to sign an NDA. I couldn't even tell you if I wanted to. They might have sued me.
They would have. You'd have been screwed.
You think they would have come
after
me?
You'd have been done.
We were all when we were crafting our tweets.
I've had to sign two NDAs in the last 2 months.
Oh, you had to sign one for the movie, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? What else are you signing NDAs for?
A little Hallmark movie.
I'm going to make people start signing NDAs if they come into the club. Everything stays here.
Well, there's some athletes that do that if you want to go to their parties. So that's something that happens quite a bit. Let's talk about the Chiefs, though, a little bit. We're not at camp, as we said today. They're off the next couple days. One thing that we kind of got into a little bit with Sean Barber, former Chiefs linebacker, joined us up in St. Joe. We were discussing a linebacking core. You posed the question to him because we were wondering, when you look at across the roster, is there an area that the depth concerns you more? I think linebacker is fair, but more than that, don't you have to look still at the left tackle spot? Because either way, whether it's going to be Kingsley, the rookie, starting a left tackle, but if for some reason he's unavailable, injury or otherwise, then you're talking about Wanya Morris likely as the left tackle, who's only played in 4 games in his NFL career. So I think that's the area. It's a more significant position. I'm not worried about the number 2 cornerback spot or the secondary. They got plenty of bodies. Now, who's going to emerge? Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, Nazi Johnson. Who will be the number 2? That's a fair question. But the depth there, they got plenty of bodies. I think it's left tackle still.
That's probably, it's tough because I worry less about the depth at tackle because while offensive linemen do miss a game or two, it's not that crazy to keep an offensive line healthy for a year. We've been covering the Chiefs for 10, 15 years in this town. And how often was it like there were no line, the one Super Bowl when everybody eventually went down? But I haven't found it to be an overly difficult task for them. I'm worried about linebacker. I just don't think the depth is as good overall. I'll talk about linebacker in particular in a minute, but just depth in general. I think they are less deep at running back, less deep at linebacker. I think they're less deep on the offensive line than last year. They are a better top-end talent team. I think they are better in all three of those areas or similar in all three of those areas as they were last year, but they do not have the same protection they did last year. Linebacker concerns me because last year, they had a guy like Drew Tranquil who could step in the absence of a middle linebacker. Nick Bolton goes down. Here comes Tranquil. Well, Tranquil's got a job now. He has his regular duties. So if Bolton were to go down, Tranquil has to do Bolton's job, then somebody has to do Tranquil's job. Or somebody needs to do Bolton's. It creates a problem where I'm not sure that they can really suffer an injury that lasts more than a month and not feel like it's going to be a massive detriment to their defense.
Well, this is where it's your opportunity to step up, right? The guys behind, they're not names that we know. You know, we had Jack Cochran on the show. You know, there's names that aren't household names. Cam Jones and Cole Christensen. I mean, I guess there's a scenario where somebody else gets brought in once other rosters are cut, if they're not confident about the backup. You're correct that Drew Tranquil, even when he was signed last year to be somewhat of a backup, he was still a name, had plenty of experience. They don't have the experience behind this current group. I think overall there's a chance this is a better linebacking core than they had. But the depth behind it, yeah, it's just unknown names. Could one of these other guys end up being better than we think? And when we're talking about that in a much different way, 6 months from now, sure. But I hear you. I think there's just not the experience behind the 3 starting linebackers.
I think there's a, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a sub question to this. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes would be the biggest injury in any specific position. But who would the defense least afford to have injured? Trent McDuffie, or Chris Jones? Which one's a bigger impact?
McDuffie. Oh, God, it's tough. What a tough... I was like, I answered McDuffie really quick, and then I'm like, those are the two most important players on defense. I will say it would be harder to replace Chris Jones because the impact of pass rush on any defense is the single, especially pressure up the middle, is probably the single most important thing of anybody's defense ever, right? So probably Chris Jones, but I mean, but that's different. I'm just talking like depth in general, like where it would hurt to even lose the third guy because then you're like really down to
it. I think
it.
Linebacker's the obvious answer,
because
probably.
Like, nobody can really afford to lose their top-end talent. Depth doesn't matter if you lose Chris Jones. Depth doesn't matter if you lose Trent McDuffie. Nobody has depth to cover the two best players on their defense and two of the top 20 defensive players in the league. And so that you can't cover. But on the other end, I think, you know, if you lost even Jack Cochran, you'd be like, God, who'd be behind him? Right? It's just the depth is not the same as it was before.
I wonder if a sleeper pick would be Isaiah Pacheco. Like, how... If he's gone, are you?
I wouldn't
how
love
concerning going to Clyde is it today. That Clyde is the guy or whoever it may be?
Very concerning, but to almost the exact same point Cody was making with Trent, you know, Trent McDuffie and Chris Jones. Well, Pacheco is not on that level in terms of in the league,
right?
Any team that loses their starting running back, how many would we say, man, they're fine, no worries? You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
a lot of them, yeah.
Go through depth charts across the league or whatever. I doubt many teams feel good if their starting running back is done for the season. So yes, I agree that if Pacheco went down, there would be some issues, no question. But I think we would say that about just about every team. There's very few that feel great about their number two running back.
I feel like, and maybe that just goes to show you how good of a place the Chiefs are in terms of what they've done from free agency and depth, is that I'm almost trying to find another position other than linebacker to say, or I mean, even offensive line, if a guard were to go down, well, Hunter Norzad is in, you got Wanya Morris, who hopefully he's healthy, or is fine. Could be that swing guard. Like there's depth in the positions, like even on the defensive line, if you lose somebody, they brought back everybody. So if you lost Chris Jones, obviously it's a huge concern, but if you lose Mike Pinnell, it's not as big of a deal as if you were to lose Jack Cochran or a linebacker. Still.
Over on Twitch, Legend is now shopping for neon signs for us, by the way. Do we want to go bigger? Do we need like a bigger neon sign? This one's like a jersey. It could say fan club with a, I mean, what? I don't know. I mean, we can't have a number on it. There's lots of choices. Do you guys want to go a bigger neon sign?
Well, of course you can have a number. Fan club and then just 96. Or 96, you know, you have a number.
Do you think you can do a 3-digit number?
Why not?
Sure.
Club 965? We're still open to suggestions on that. I see some of your suggestions I can't even read on the air. But, you know, I see your suggestions for it. We just got to look around a little bit. That's all. I'm just asking if you guys are thinking, do we want a bigger neon sign? New things. We're on the FM dial starting next Thursday. Do we want to go bigger?
It would
bigger?
Be pretty cool.
Why not? You're picking up the tab? Is that what you're suggesting?
I picked up the tab on the last one.
At a show fund.
Maybe
show
I could finally sell what's those the things balance out of the basement.
What's the balance in the show fund these days?
I mean,
days?
They could probably afford one neon sign.
What's the balance? What are we talking about?
I'd have to look
are
at
we under
how
100
how
bucks?
Many more things yeah. in that, yeah, how many more things in that box do you have to
All
get
of
rid
them.
Of?
I mean, most of them.
Were you here when we...
The pallet.
Did not sell any... The biggest fear of the mystery box that we ordered that I said... Maybe we shouldn't order Cody because we won't be able to sell it.
Here we are. Right, I hated selling it.
Here we are 9 months later.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was waiting for the next Christmas season, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was playing it. I was playing the long game. We can look at neon signs in the break. I just want some other suggestions. That's all. I'm taking suggestions. 913-586-7610 over on the text line all day. Or Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. You can live stream the show if you'd like. I'm just. Someone says they'll donate $9.65 over on Twitch.
Yeah, that's
why
the,
not?
That's
says
the
I'll
new
donate
dollar
$9.65. We need some heroes.
That's the new dollar amount for future hero quests on the show, if you will. $9.65 is what we're going to have to go with.
Oh, okay. Someone says that I can't use the buzz because that's what 96.5 used to be called.
Oh, is that right? Oh. I wasn't aware.
I thought maybe we could share. Okay.
Yeah, that might be tough.
I think it's probably fine. You know. Back to the linebacker conversation. The running back thing, Gold, you are right that most teams probably don't like, but I would say most teams think there's upside in their backup running back. Like, with Clyde, like, it's like some undrafted rookie or sixth-rounder.
Yeah, look at Dallas. I mean, Dallas brought back Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah. You know, the washed-up corpse of Zeke Elliott is a starting running back for the Dallas Cowboys. This season, behind him, it's, you know, Deuce Vaughn, right? Former K-Stater. There was it Dontem Foreman, I believe. Like, that's their backfield. So there's worse backfields, and I don't know I don't think they're feeling that there's great upside there.
No, they don't. I think Las Vegas,
you know, they moved on from Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
What's their back? Zamir White? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
The Chargers don't have Austin Eckler anymore. I mean, there's not many teams that feel great about their running back depth.
I think the reason I brought it up was more, I think, from the other team's perspective of, it's third and one. You need a yard. Do you trust Clyde Edwards-Helaire to get the yard? You should, but do you trust Clyde to get the yard? Do you believe that Clyde can get the yard? Or our defense is going to be like, you know what? It's third and three. They are 100% passing this football because they don't think that Clyde can run, because they don't respect.
I mean, let's be real. Last year, Drew, wasn't that the conversation even with Pacheco at times? Like, how much you trusted him in a third and one and
to
a
me,
fourth and one?
To me, that's more of an offensive line question than it is Isaiah Pacheco in a lot of cases.
That was because Andy just wouldn't run the ball, though. Like, it was third. They had, like,
they couldn't.
They would have gotten a yard had they run Pacheco.
There was plenty of time. That was, you remember the conversation, though, Drew? We were having midseason at times.
They're
about
one of the
that
worst teams in the league on short yardage.
For whatever reason.
That's because they were screwing around with doing like wider, like jet sweeps and stuff. Yeah.
No doubt. But that was
because they didn't trust the
team. Correct. And I think that was a scheme issue. Even though they have one of the best interior offensive lines in football, that was the mystery last year. I mean, that came up. We talked about multiple times on the show.
Yeah, it was a baffling problem
throughout the season. And that's one area that hopefully they're going to get better at. I mean, we know that it gets back into the QB sneak thing. They're just not going to do it. We know that with Patrick Mahomes under center.
Someone said on the text line, I'm still advocating if they have a third and one, just take a false start
and be forced to pass.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, it's something that you say and you're like, do I actually believe this when you're watching a game? And sometimes I do. I am almost more comfortable when the Chiefs are in third and 10 than third and one. I'm like more confident they'll get it because Patrick Mahomes just, and I know that the numbers do not bear that out.
No sense.
No,
I know that the numbers, I know that the numbers don't bear it out, that they must be more successful on third and one than they are on third and 10, but it just doesn't feel that way to what you're saying, Drew. It's like, take the false start. And it's like third and six. Then Mahomes has to pass. Now it's in the right guy's hand.
You feel
but
better
he can still
about
pass
that
on third and one. That's a choice. Right. And now he also has the choice to run. So yeah, it can't be the other.
This is where though, if they have a healthy third tight end, it sounds weird to be talking about the third tight end, but if Wiley is available and healthy, remember they wanted to utilize Jody Fortson. He just can never stay healthy. We know they would like to do that. So you have Kelsey, Noah Gray, Wiley. Maybe that also helps in short yardage situations this year, whether it opens up the run, gives them some other avenues that they just didn't have. Last year, yes, Blake Bell, a much better blocking tight end than what they have now in Wiley and in Noah Gray. I think that's fair. They have more of a receiving tight end group than a blocking tight end group, right? Fair
correct
to say. But that can also be a huge asset in short yardage too. We always think that, well, you don't have a blocking tight end anymore unless Irv Smith makes the team. I guess I just don't think they're keeping four tight ends, but I guess anything is possible.
How many teams would kill to have that as the that is the problem? Well, we can't convert third and one, but we can convert third and six. We don't have a good quarterback, but we can convert third and one. It doesn't matter if you don't have the good quarterback. Like, the worst problem for the Chiefs is that they can't convert third and shorts.
It's so hard because what happened here in the league and what's consistently been happening in the league is these teams are trying to mirror themselves after the Chiefs, and it's just a bad idea. And the reason why it's a bad idea is because you don't have Mahomes. Like, I've heard the argument that is, you can't pay a receiver $30 million a year and win. The Chiefs are proof that that's not what you do when you win the other way. I'm like, no, the Chiefs are only proof that they can do that because they have Patrick Mahomes. There are plenty of very successful teams who pay a lot of money to top-end offensive talent and have no problem doing it and win a lot. They just don't win the Super Bowl because Patrick Mahomes exists.
I think the Bills are the best example of that because Josh Allen's been paid for longer than Joe Burrow has, obviously.
And they had Stephon Diggs, and they were paying him tons of money. It didn't stop them from being good.
And the defense was good, yeah.
They just didn't win because Patrick Mahomes exists. If Patrick Mahomes was just a regular dude, then the Bills probably do have a Super Bowl over the last 5 years.
Well, that's just the...
Or at least in one.
Yeah, they at least make one.
That's the Michael Jordan effect or any of these great at basically blocking titles out from others. Even, you know, Charles Barkley was a hell of a player.
Never won.
Because of other guys that were in the league at the time, specifically Michael Jordan. But like Tom Brady prevented a lot of guys from having duplicate rings. Right now, Mahomes is preventing just about anybody from getting a ring. I know Matthew Stafford obviously got one ultimately with the Rams. But other than that, nobody else during this really stretch has been able to do that. And that's the biggest challenge. You know, it's every time in sports, like there always is somebody, you know, even when we're talking about the MVP conversation in baseball this year, in any other year, Bobby Wood Jr. would be running away with the MVP award. The problem is Aaron Judge exists this year.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, Aaron Judge would have no competition.
No, he wouldn't.
If there wasn't Bobby. I mean, that's what usually happens.
No, he would just, Aaron would have no competition, or Bobby Wood Jr. would have no competition. If the other didn't exist this year, it would be minus 5,000 for either of them probably to win the award. And I think Bobby Wood Jr. at last check might be down to like plus 500. The odds have come. He's creeping even. Yeah, it's like he's been creeping back and forth. And then Aaron Judge had a big home run weekend, and then Bobby had a quiet week. And now Bobby last night hit two home runs. So the vibe on it, it might swing back in favor of Bobby. But yeah, it's, I think being like, we should just be like the Chiefs. They don't pay their top end wide receivers. We won't pay. Mistake. Your quarterback is not Patrick Mahomes. You probably should have some talent around your guy. I'm going to help you out now, and you should put some talent around your quarterback. Mahomes, yeah, he drug seven carcasses across the finish line last year for the win. I wouldn't make that your plan if I were any other coach and any other quarterback or any other GM.
Not only does the best baseball player and the best football player reside in Kansas City, we also now have a gold medalist once again. Yesterday, you might have saw at the Olympics from Raytown South, Quincy Hall won gold in the 400.
He's fading badly at this point, Lee.
Jareem Richards on the outside, Matthew Hudson Smith, Karani James, Quincy Hall is coming back. Quincy Hall is digging deep. Quincy Hall is running past all of them. Can he get there? He does. It's gold for the USA. Quincy Hall with the most epic comeback. My goodness.
One thing to win a gold medal, another when it's in the epic fashion that Quincy Hall was able to do it in. Because he looked like he was done. He had no chance.
What a call, too, by Lee Diffie as well.
Yeah, that over on NBC.
That was an amazing comeback. It looked like he was long gone. Also, it looked like he was going to fall over for the last, like,
50 meters.
Yeah. How did he keep running faster than everyone while it looked like he was going to trip?
I mean, it's the second fastest Olympic 400-meter time ever.
It was an incredible comeback. I love that the local kids, and the other one, the 16-year-old high school local kids can become the youngest male athlete, I think, to compete in the Olympics in a track and field event ever, as he's going to run the 4x100, I think, for the U.S. squad. I think it was my favorite moment of the entire Olympics. And maybe it's because we're in Kansas City and you're rooting for the local kid, but it was just, track and field is already one of the most coveted events, and he had to come from way behind to close the gap.
That's what's weird. In the same race, we all agree that he looked like he was way behind, and yet when he finished, he ended up with a top two time of all time.
Wow. Well, he ran faster than everyone else at the end, it turns out. That part is always, I didn't run track and field.
Stunned. I figured you would have told me you won a bunch of high school championships.
Yeah. Like, part of me is always just like, what? That other guy, like, when someone's like really catching up, like when he was catching up in that thing, it just looks like he's trying hard and everyone else. I'm like, why don't you run faster? Pick it up a little bit.
Okay.
You know? You're just going to let this guy catch you? Pick it up a little bit.
They were dead.
Yeah, they already utilized their energy.
Quincy also, he was falling back, and somehow, I don't even know if he himself actually did it. Something clicked in his legs to stride further, and his legs were strong enough to keep him up, because it did look like he was falling over, but found a way to stay up all the way till he crossed.
This is where someone goes, the heart of a champion, Drew. That's what it was. It was the heart of a champion.
Right, yeah.
No, but congrats to Quincy Hall. Awesome stuff. And you may have seen, I think it was Harold Kuntz over at Fox 4 interviewed some family members
of
Quincy
Hall. He was over there watching the race.
Yeah, and that was really cool to see their reaction. If you haven't checked out the video, you should do that, just to see their raw emotion and obviously excitement for a family member to win a race like that on that stage. It was simply incredible. So congrats.
Track's been on a heater. There have been like Noah Lyles.
The U.S.
finish
is kicking ass and everything right now.
The Noah Lyles finish, the pole vault stuff. I mean, storylines galore with track and field this year.
All right, coming up next, we get to the 11 o'clock hour. We'll continue to tell you about our exciting news here at the station, plus what one national pundit is saying about the Super Bowl in 2024.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.